Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Cassville, Missouri School District just passed saying that they are allowed to paddle kids now as a form of discipline. Now, they have stated that this is the furthest form of discipline already. Like, the reason why this was brought up was because parents wanted an alternative to suspensions for discipline, which I'm for too. The one thing that you shouldn't be doing to a kid is taking them out of the school system itself, because, I mean, they're not going to learn that way otherwise. So we're going to have to find another alternative. But this, paddling kids, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that's a...
It's a hard one. There certainly needs to be better discipline. I think that should be done in the home. I am not one of those that equates paddling or a spanking with child abuse. I mean, as long as it's done on the behind.
Exactly.
If a parent's smacking their kid in the face, that would be child abuse. It should be done in the home, and yet when it's not being done in the home and the kid's being disruptive, I understand that suspending the kid may not help the kid, but it may help bring some order to the classroom. So it's a hard one. It's difficult to know what to do in some of these.
I know
that what we're doing in the schools has been a nightmare.
Yes, exactly. And public schools have already been pretty, I would say, they're at the end of their wits in terms of what they can help with the student, really, because otherwise parents are going to jump at their throat, I feel like, a lot of the time.
Well, maybe the student can just say, even though you suspended me, I identify as not being suspended.
Not being suspended, exactly.
Makes about as much sense as all the other stuff they're selling us.
The superintendent, Dr. Merlin Johnson, also quoted saying, paddling will only be done by the school administrators, and there will also be a certified school employee in the room as well to make sure that there's a limit to the physicality.
It's not going to fly. There's going to be a lawsuit faster than you can sneeze.
Yeah.
And I don't even think the Supreme Court will hold. Now, I should say, in early times when the Puritans were here, it was, and even long after that, it was very common for there to be paddling in schools, and nobody thought anything about it. It's difficult to imagine in the times we live in, but who knows? Maybe it's just difficult for us to imagine. I will say at this point, I'd be much more comfortable if something like that's going on in the home and not in the public school. I don't think that's their place, but it is their place to be able to discipline the kids somehow.
I agree.
So those who object to the paddling, then we need to say, okay, then help us out.
Exactly.
What are you suggesting?
You can't just
sit back and let the kids do anything they want.
Yeah, exactly. Don't sit there and complain. Actually,
you have already identified.
Yeah, exactly. You've already identified the problem. Now offer up some other solutions that we can go around with this.
Exactly.
Personally, I did grow up getting spanked sometimes. And again, I think I grew to be a bigger person from it too, as well. But surprisingly enough, I don't know if I'm just with today's society. Whenever I have a kid, I've already promised myself I wouldn't do that kind of action yet. Now, my wife, on the other hand, says no, she still wants to, which is fine. I mean, I personally don't
think all kids necessarily need to be spanked, but some kids figure out that the timeout is not so bad compared to the fun they're going to get disobeying you. So there's got to be some kinds of consequences that are really going to stay with them.
I'm going to be watching Super Nanny on loop right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to discipline my troubled kid now?
I remember when I used to read Superman comic books, they had that Super Baby when Ma and Pa Kent and Smallville were raising him, and he was getting out of control and flying around the room, so the dad decided to spank him. And of course, this is Super Baby.
Yes.
It's like spanking a bar of metal. He goes, now son, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. And of course, it did.
I know it was a different time, but my mom also told me when I was growing up that I had it easy in my school, because she went to a Catholic school and she was taught by nuns there. And
nuns can be vicious.
Yeah, so she would tell me was every time that she was talking out of turn or something like that, the nuns were extremely strict. They would have her place her hand down.
The hands.
Yeah, and then whip with a ruler. Other times, she would also get locked into a cleaning closet as well. So I don't think those are good alternatives.
You wouldn't want Sister Betrayal to get a hold of you.
Exactly. How did you grow up?
My parents spanked when we were really little, but by gosh, not long after being five, it wasn't necessary anymore. Then they just did. I think as a child's able to reason, there are other kinds of punishments and taking away allowance or time in the room. But it really depends on the kid. My daughter loved being in her room. If we sent her to her room, she'd have the time of her life. She'd play records. She'd read books. She'd take out her dolls. She was very artistic. She'd draw. So there were times we had to just come up with other alternatives.
Okay. And then what about in the school? Were you homeschooled?
I was not homeschooled. I grew up in the public school, and it was not a bad education. You need to understand the public school was much different in those days. I think it's a nightmare now. I myself did not have a bad experience in the public system. When I was really, really young, and we're talking now about the very early 1960s, occasionally you see a SWAT or a spank, but in no time at all, I didn't see that anymore, even when I was going to school.
As a kid, were you kind of shocked by that kind of...
No, okay. In those days, we just figured if somebody was disobeying, it was entitled. And as a general rule, the parents did not object. They wanted discipline to be maintained. So we are living in different times. And that's the thing we've got to figure out, Brandon. To what degree are we so affected by our times that the idea of a school doing paddling just sounds so bizarre? I don't believe it's going to fly. I do believe it's going to be overturned. And I still lean towards saying it should be in the home. But we are products of the times we live in. And it's, the schools are so out of control. Again, they need to do something.
I never thought of it that way. Maybe it's just because the people that are on the school board are from the generation of my mom.
Oh, exactly.
And so therefore,
it's just considered unthinkable. And you got to remember, the same people that would object to paddling in the school would usually object to paddling in the home.
Oh, yes.
And call it child abuse. There have been situations where parents have spanked their kids in public and social services come and taken the kids away from them. And can you imagine what kind of damage that does to some little kid for a few days?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, it gets litigated in the courts and the child eventually returns home. But just imagine the damage. So they bleed a little too much. I slightly lean with them. Yeah, keep it in the home. But remember, the people that are barking the most about this, they probably don't want to see that paddling done in the home either.
Right. And again, like you said, you guys already identified the problem, find the solution, and give us some other ideas.
Let's hear your alternatives. Yeah, let's hear your choices.
Again, I'm on the edge of like, okay, yeah, suspension won't really teach the kid that much. In fact, it's like you send your daughter to the room. I think they're going to probably enjoy not being in school at that time. They did offer the fact that maybe they could offer some therapy sessions for these kids and everything like that with counselors, but that's just more money and more resources that the school board might not be able to afford, maybe. I don't know.
Sometimes I think the best usage of that thick psychology book is it's a nice, thick, hard book to smack the kid in the rear end with.
So, I don't know. Hopefully they'll find a solution at some point, but for now, I'm going to guess it's not going to go through.
Oh, besides, there's no way this thing's going to fly.
The school board has already made a public statement saying this policy might not even make it through the whole school year. You think? Just saying.
I don't think it'll make it through 1 week of the school year.
Maybe not.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.